This is the podcast for the Establishing a Purpose page of eapfoundation.com, the website for all your academic English needs. Academic reading differs from reading for pleasure. You will often not read every word, and you are reading for a specific purpose rather than enjoyment. This podcast explains different types of purpose and how the purpose affects how you read, as well as suggesting a general approach to reading academic texts. First of all, let's consider types of purpose. Everyday reading, such as reading a novel or magazine, is usually done for pleasure. Academic reading is usually quite different from this. When reading academic texts, your general purpose is likely to be one of the following: to get information, such as facts, data, and so on; to understand ideas or theories; to understand the author's viewpoint; or to support your own views using citations. Many of the texts you read will have been recommended by your course tutor or will be on a reading list, and you will need to read them in order to complete assignments such as essays or reports, to take part in academic discussions, or to help you give a presentation. If you enjoy your course of study, you may, of course, also get pleasure from reading these texts, but that is very definitely not your main purpose. Let's now consider how the purpose affects your reading. When reading a novel, you will likely always do this in the same way, from beginning to end. The same is not true of academic reading, as your purpose will affect how you read the text. Exactly how you approach the reading will depend on your specific purpose. For example, if you need to list the causes of global warming in an essay you are writing, you will look for texts on the topic of global warming. You're likely to find many texts, not all of which may be suitable. So in the first instance, you might survey the texts to decide which ones to read more closely. Having identified suitable texts, you will then skim through each one to find which parts, if any, mention the causes. As your task is simply to list or outline the causes, you will not need any detail, and so skimming the text for the main points should be enough. In this way, you could read 20 long texts in a fairly short amount of time. Finally, let's consider a general approach. In fact, the approach outlined just now will be useful for many reading assignments you have. It can be summarized as follows. First, research. Find possible texts related to your topic, unless these have already been suggested by your tutor. Next, survey. Survey the text to decide which ones to read more closely. After that, skim. Select a text and skim through it to understand the structure and main points. The final part of the process will depend on your specific purpose and may involve further skimming, scanning for specific information, or close reading for detailed understanding with note-taking to record the main points. That's the end of this podcast. For more information, including a flowchart for the previous process, please visit the eapfoundation.com website.